This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, he is currently 30th in the official world rankings and currently second in the FedEx Cup race. A winner in November at the WGC HSBC Champions, runner-up the following week at Mayakoba, it is a pleasure to welcome Russell Knox to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Russell.
How you doing? Yeah, thanks very much for having me.
My pleasure. First of all, tell me how you liked Kapalua last week.
Yeah, what an amazing island Maui is. I mean, we did so much fun stuff, whale watching, snorkeling, and of course the golf course was fun to play too. So my family and I had a great time, and I sure wish I can go back next year.
Well, there's a way you can do that, Russell.
I would agree.
Yeah. had you ever played a course with that much elevation?
No, I don't think so. I mean, your legs certainly tell you you've walked uphill a long way by the end of the week. I mean, it's probably the worst walking course I've ever done in my life. But once you made it to the top of the hill there on 16 green, you felt like you could just roll down the hill to get to the clubhouse, so that was nice.
Not only did you win last year, you won a WGC event, so that has opened up a lot of doors. What has that done to your schedule this year?
Yeah, I mean, I won a good one for sure, so that was lucky. But yeah, I mean, of course, being European, being a Ryder Cup year, I took up membership on the European Tour, so that's significantly affected my schedule. So I'll make a few more trips over to Europe to play in European Tour events to try to gain points for Darren Clark's Ryder Cup team. So yeah, I mean, it's going to be a challenging year travel wise, and then also in the U.S. My win has allowed me to get into some tournaments which I've never played in before, like the Masters and Doral and the Match Play and Bridgestone. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a phenomenal year for me, a great learning experience.
How much back and forth do you think you're going to have to do, Russell?
I mean, I keep looking at the schedule, and I keep kind of changing my mind, but, I mean, only probably two or three trips over the pond, so... which, of course, I'll look forward to as well. So it's going to be a challenging year, like I said, but I'm really looking forward to it, too, though.
So you're not going to hop back and forth when you go over there. You're going to go over there for a few weeks.
Yeah, no, I think so. I was looking at the Irish Open and then at Wentworth the week after. So I'll always make more than 1 week of it, for sure.
You said you were lucky, or was lucky to win a big event like that. What'd you learn about yourself and your game, especially during that two-week run at HSBC and in Mexico?
Yeah, I mean, I always hoped I could finish first, but I guess now that I've done it, I mean, I can stand on the first tee knowing that I can play with the big boys and beat them, so... it's going to do a world of good for my confidence and backing up the next week, losing in a playoff. That was another huge confidence boost. I mean, obviously, would have loved to have won, but I was right there again. And so I know that when I play good, it's going to be good enough. So that's a really comforting feeling.
We're talking with Russell Knox, winner of the most recent WGC event. You know, you're not the first to mention finding your place out there. How important is it that you feel like you belong out there, that win kind of verified that you do belong?
Yeah, I mean, it meant everything to me. I've always kind of had to prove to myself that I can do it before I can I really feel comfortable. And I mean, it took me, I think it was like my 93rd, 95th tournament on the PGA Tour before I finally won. So I think having that feeling of you belong, it's crucial for me and probably a lot of other guys. I mean, if you stand on the tee intimidated or you don't feel like you're as good as certain players in the field, I mean, it really affects your chance of winning. So, I mean, you have to believe in yourself, believe in your own method, and really kind of be selfish.
What's the hardest thing to get used to out there on that tour?
I mean, if a younger guy coming out, for sure, I think it's, you've watched it on television your whole life. You've watched these big names, and all of a sudden now you're competing with them, trying to beat them, and you've always looked up to these people. I mean, the superstars. I mean, for me, it was like Jim Furyk and Vijay Singh. I mean, people I've watched on TV my whole life, and all of a sudden now I'm supposed to beat them. And so that to me was, and still is. I mean, by no means have I mastered that. But playing with these big guys, the superstars, is something that you need to get used to. And once you can start feeling slightly more comfortable, because you're never going to feel completely relaxed, that's when you can start doing really well. So it's a great challenge, and it sure is fun trying.
I don't want you to name a name, but have you been on the range and somebody's been hitting a ball and you've gone, oh my?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys. I mean, I strike the ball nicely, of course, but I mean, I don't hit it that far. So I mean, when you're hitting next to the McIlroys, and I remember once next to Charles Schwartzel, and he was just pounding it off with a driver, and I was thinking, I mean, how am I going to beat this guy? And there's loads of times. And I mean, I got to play with Phil Mickelson last year, which was a thrill. And I mean, I coped with it horribly, but it was a great learning day for me. And I mean, that's what it's all about. As long as you can keep learning and trying to improve slowly, and that's what makes the PGA Tour so fun.
You mentioned you get a chance to be here in April. Have you had any chance to play Augusta National before now?
No, I've never been there. I've always kind of said to myself I wasn't going to go until I made the tournament. So
one of those.
I mean, I can't wait. Pardon me?
One of those.
Yeah, exactly. So I finally get a chance to go this year. So I've never been. I look forward to maybe making a trip up before the tournament week, and see my own opinion on the place. I've heard some great things, and I really look forward to it.
I was looking at your bio, and it said if you weren't playing golf, you'd be a singer.
I knew that was coming.
I'm sorry to be so predictable. So who do you listen to? What kind of music do you like?
I'd like to come out and say that I wrote that as a joke, and because I probably have the worst singing voice in the history of mankind. So I think I was struggling with an answer, so I just put singer. I guess I was watching American Idol at the time or something. And but I definitely have no singing voice. And to be honest, I'm really not even that big a music fan.
Well, then we need to take that off the bio, Russell.
That makes a good story because everyone always asks me about it.
Well, then it just shows you, like a good musician, you know, they put something in the waiver, in the rider, to make sure that the promoters are reading the rider. So that's all you did. You made sure I read the bio.
There we go. You see, it worked.
Congratulations on the WGC event. Congratulations on a great year. Keep it up. Keep playing well. Thank you, Russell, for doing this. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. Thank you very much.